Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. What I gotta keep doing, gotta keep doing with y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with these fans, I hate, alright? Alright? Yeah, LA West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie,
little Philly dog.
Used to think I'm never crying, now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem, I never had it. Played the wall, now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a
used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might
be. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love to the end.
When
is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me. The jack of bitches, they can ain't
bro. Yeah, I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, and niggas couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't.
It was made clear.
Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear a CD, nigga? Not now, I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe was me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger just up and down. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the end.
When
is my time gonna come?
It's not gonna happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used
some
to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me. The jack of bitches, they can't
hate folks. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used
some to. Some other niggas, they ain't me. The jack of bitches, they can't hate folks.
Fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boo. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary. In between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious. Niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound. Dagger's heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it.
Gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the end.
Round,
when is my
round,
time gonna come?
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used
to. Some other niggas, they ain't me. They
So you say you were robbed?
Yes. A photograph. And I know who took it. His name is Kyle Broflowski.
If it's a photo, what's the big deal? Why don't you just print out another one?
It's a big deal, okay? That picture is my property, and I want it back.
Okay, what is the picture of?
Why does that matter?
Well, how are we going to find your picture unless we know what it is?
All right, it's a picture of me.
Yes?
It's a picture of me. And, what appears to be a penis in my mouth.
You were sucking somebody's penis.
No, I was not. I was asleep, and this person just put their penis in my mouth without me knowing and took the picture.
I see.
Yes. Now, it may appear in the picture that I'm actually looking at the camera lens and smiling with the penis in my mouth and giving a thumbs up. But I assure you, I was fast asleep.
Well, we'd have to get a warrant first, approved by a grand jury.
I don't have time for that! We have school tomorrow, and I know that Kyle's going to show the picture to everybody during show and tell.
Well, then, you're screwed.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Yo, what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live right now, if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially listening to Slap Sunday, so you already know what's up. I'm about to get to some of the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world, and also try to slap the stupidity out of some of you dumb motherfuckers, all right? But special shout-out, you know what I mean? It is Father's Day, so I guess I got to make that announcement, right? I'm not a father. And it's amazing how people keep hitting me up talking about Happy Father's Day. Like, people, I guess, they think they know me, but they don't. Like, nah, don't bring it here. But again, though, real special shout out to, like, real fathers out there. Not baby daddies, not niggas that ain't handling theirs or whatever. Real motherfuckers that are doing what they got to do. And like I said, taking care of theirs, all right? So, and fuck you baby mamas if you fucking with these niggas fuck you baby mamas. If you messing that up for a real nigga that may be trying to get at his feet or might be trying to do the right thing, you're just making it hard right now, right? Again, I don't know nothing about kids. I'm not ready to know nothing about kids right now. I'm kind of glad I don't got no kids. But at the same time, a lot of people got kids. And I do know a lot of fathers, all right? So don't get shit twisted. And I'm also going to talk about my father a little bit because I really saw him in a new light today. And I want to make sure I express how I feel about my own father. All right. And, again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, you can chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me, let me know you want to talk to me. If you got any Father's Day shout-outs, anything like that, or if you just got something, you know, you want to talk about, or if you got a problem with something I said, that's how you get at me, all right? And make sure, I'm just rambling all real quick. Let me get down to business first. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Deshae, because, again, without Topaz creating Bang Out Radio, Dagger wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have nothing going on right now at all. All right, so thank you, Boss Lady, for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right, next, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all are doing, okay? Keep sending me music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? I accept all types of music, and your shit will get played at least once. All right, so again, this is for all independent artists. Keep sending me your music. And, of course, last but not least, if anybody takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support the people that come through and fuck with me, if you support reality, if you support radio, if you support independent artists, like I said, if you respect what we got going on over here, then we respect you. It's an even choice. It's what it is. If you don't like what's going on, go somewhere else. All right? I'm very simple when it comes to that. Very simple. But we're going to get into some slappers real quick. And like I said, I got to come back and talk about my father real quick. Because like I said, I really have seen him in a totally different way today. All right? And I'm going to explain why. We'll be right back. Slap Sunday. Dagger.
But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after. Ever after.
Me in the street, the world's gonna building, highest space station, flying vacation. My infatuation is strictly for the medical and in and out patient. When my lungs quake, catching instant vibration. Liquor, no chaser, I am high chasing. You want some old shit like the nigga mind spacing. Can't feel my faces. Yes, I'm a Gemini, means I'm a victim of my own imagination. Don't be scared, come with me. Don't be square, I'm high as trees. On these trees, I breathe weed. Feel my breeze, ocean morphine. Swim my seas, meet no thieves. Bitch bleed, trying to smoke it like me. Just follow the through, we smoke these trees to the roof.
Big up to my designated driver. Survived last night and alive when we still gotta do.
I'm intoxicated. I'm so wasted, got no time to die. talk about it on the basis. It's too late when I realize that got no type of designated. They come, they pull me over. I think I'm getting well. Out on the club, I'm killing the buzz from 10 to 20 shots. I'll spend in the dirt, I forgot where I was until I heard the shots. Roll out in my laptop, I'll call right into my head. Running red, wanted by the feds when interrogated, what I've heard.
What them I say, it might be play, pop, play, where she look, it's up to, can we lay? Baby girl, you fine, look, I make you look finer. Hope you're not dick for gold like 49 in real life. Me not paralyzed, but me so mashed up, me can't open my eyes. Yeah, there's not a, you know I stay riding up in the club screaming, do all kind of dance.
We gonna dance, we gonna dance. We gonna dance, gonna dance. Just like the presidential candidate assassinator, gonna dance. We gonna dance, we gonna dance. We gonna dance, we gonna dance. Just like the presidential candidate assassinator, gonna dance. We gonna dance, we gonna dance. We gonna dance. Don't say the presidential candidate assassinated.
Mac back with new flavor for your eardrums. I swear I really got the feeling but appear numb. But shit, we icy tonight, so I'ma go dumb. But never on these beats, I'm a conundrum. I said it twice, still nice, beating the opposition. Heard I got infinite words, immortal composition. Cooling with team infinite herbs, no competition. And we got infinite herbs to roll in plenty swishes. Better off biting the curb, I'm so enthusiastic. I introduced elastic, fresh like I came in plastic. Explosive C4 three times the Kim reaction. My bitches ass is beef fat like a Kim reaction. Kanye probably gon' fuck up my acceptance speech. I'm just an alien kid, nigga, I came in peace. You probably don't get it, I'm living, my flow is vivid. I bring it out the box to stop and kill these rapid spirits. Fusion flow, little nigga, got a ton of those. My singles beating down the door like it's dominoes. Double entendre, you don't know the meaning, look it up. Your flow been stepped on, I'm ready, rock, I cook it up. 40 bars and running, keep coming, don't hook it up. Me and Jerz got it popping like we shook it up. Trying to go corporate on them, but I still can crook it up. Get a package, flood the market, they could write a book on us. 90s flow, even if they make it illegal. I'm off for death like my name was Steve Siegel. You acting bad like you Lord Steven Regal. The only one, my future son, could be the sequel. But I'm the shit, so my brain matter's probably fecal. Math is a problem, but I still don't see no equal. My gorillas hear no evil, speak no evil. But what I speak will make you weak and made many see dead people. 950 Snap Mac. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jerz. Feel me? That night is flow. Fuck with it.
Yeah. Shout out to every true player out there, man.
Okay.
Meaning the quality in which you carry yourself. Why you do something?
Jay Phil, what up?
How you do something?
I keep it playin' for a living.
Shit, it's player. I keep it playin'. I keep it playin'.
They tell me, one day at a time. I've been close to 10 for years and still number 9. I'm with a dime, for the meantime, that's cool. She off the chain, probably saw it, didn't know what to do. We'll let her through to the view of the next man. Where I stand, trying to find a way and trip to France. Shake up their hands with the people cause they heard them on the radio. Chilling at the coffee shop, we out the shop with MX on. Feeling like a caviar and rap when I'm focused in. See my work paying off before I'm rolling bins. Hold the lens, put it on. No, I just can't divide. We stepping out, bringing heat to the winter time. And I can't recap on the win until it's dinner time. So sit back, let me rap to the finish line. I've had my share of Asians, Caucasians, Dominican, black ladies. And wasn't playing them when I was playing.
Shit, I keep it player for a living. Shit, I keep it player, I keep it player. Yes sir, I keep it player for a living. Shit, keep it player, keep it player. Yeah, I keep it playin' for a living.
Yeah, I keep it playing, I keep it playing. Yes sir, I keep it playing like they paying me. Risk gold, cause my grind bold, I ain't playing with.
Suited and booted, crossing T's and dotting I's. Ain't twisting lies and flipping pies just to get the thighs. I keep it player, I keep it G. How can it be? No you and me, where there's a we. Riddle the mystery, and she shine like the moonlight. And only had a couple of lovers, so I know that the pool's tight. Keep her room nice, she hot and I'm cold as ice. Walking by looking twice, looking like she enticed. So shaking them, roll the dice, take a shot from me. You looking fly, little mama, you should shot for me. I played a lot of different games in my lifetime. I'm trying to be a millionaire and you're my lifeline. Call at the right time and dig her like a pipeline. I'm sending first class tickets and plus the flight times. While overcoming the obstacles, making moves that's improbable. Vacations to places that's tropical, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I keep it playing for a living. Yeah, I keep it playing, I keep it playing. Yes sir, I keep it playing for a living. Yeah, I keep it playing, keep it playing. Yeah, I keep it playing for a living. Yeah, I keep it playing, I keep it playing. Yes sir, I keep it playing like they paying me. Risk gold, cause my grind bold, I ain't playing with it.
Let that ride.
Hey, let that ride.
Why you chilling in your ride?
Why you chilling in your ride?
You should let that ride.
I said you should let that ride.
Why you chilling in your ride?
Why you chilling in your ride?
Let it ride.
The time, I've been close to 10 for years, still number 9, I'm with a dime for the meantime, and
that's cool,
she out the chain, probably saw it, didn't know what to do, keep it playing.
Heaven because one of us doesn't believe in it enough. Huh? Heaven could be like the pixie fairies of Bubble Yum Forest. You only see them if you really believe in them. What? You know, maybe we're not seeing heaven because one of us is a J-O-O.
What does me being a Jew have to do with anything?
Because Jews don't believe in heaven.
Yes, we do. Just not a Christian heaven.
Right. Your idea of heaven is getting $5 off your matzo ball soup at Barney's Beanery by lying about a hair in it.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Again, it's just Slap Sunday. So if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue, or you press one to holler at me. Straight up to 323-3751. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hello? Okay. I hear you, but I'm gonna let, I guess you just want to chill. But, again, it is Father's Day, and I want to start off at least this last Sunday again because I've seen my father in an entirely new light tonight and situate, and it's amazing. You know, when that light goes off, you know, I've honestly realized that I'm more like my dad than I ever thought. And it's crazy because majority of my life, I've always tried to not be like him. You know, I'll get to that in a second, but let me explain how I got to this point, how we got to this realization, right? Now, I'm at my parents' house, right? There's a lot of church folks running around and everything. Why? Because they had an appreciation for my father at his church, you know, for all he's done in the years, you know, years, all the stuff that he's done in the church and for people and everything like that. So they appreciated him today on Father's Day. So, you know, mom got dressed up. My auntie from, you know, Georgia flew out here. His older sister came out here, you know, had to get suited and booted, you know, go down to the church, you know, check it out and everything, and appreciate my father for everything that he's done. Now, it was the most interesting thing I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen shit happen in the last couple of hours that I haven't seen happen in years in regards to my father. You know, and it just amazed me to witness it. Like, again, because they held service and they appreciate my father throughout the service. And again, I can't even lie. I didn't want to go. I was the type of person, or I am the type of person, I feel, you know, I appreciate my father. I appreciate everything he's done for me. Maybe internally I have, maybe I haven't shown that. But, you know, again, because, you know, I don't do the church thing like that, all major and everything, and, you know, but it was an important day for him. And basically I didn't have a choice either. Like, nigga, you're going. Like, that's basically the vibe. I feel like, yeah, it's possible. I'll be there for sure. So, but again, I go, and again, I'm glad I went because, number one, I realize I'm more like my father than I ever thought I could possibly be. Because I'm sitting here witnessing and listening to perfect strangers to me. You know, I may have known some of these people in passing, but others, like, total strangers. I don't know any of these people. Are sitting here, and I'm hearing all these stories of appreciation on what my father has done for them. You know, over the years, you know, my father obviously was, you know, the church was always heavy for him. I remember that when I was a kid, he tried to get me involved in it real heavy, and it just, you know, it never went that way for me. He never forced me like that, but it was always there for him ever since he was in New York before he moved out here. Before I was even thought about, he's been dealing with these people and this entity, you know. And, you know, he taught Sunday school. He, you know, there are all these people telling all these stories about what my father has done for them. He was here for them to do this. He was, you know, he looked out for me when I was down. He, you know, all this, and I'm looking at this grown man, my father, sitting here, you know, crying and sobbing like a baby. You know, I had to go out to the car and get tissues out of the car and bring it inside to make sure, you know, he could blow his nose and shit when the people up here, you know, singing songs in his honor and, you know, telling their stories, and they all going down memory lane and everything. And I'm looking at this man like, again, he's over here smiling. He's, like I said, smiling, laughing, just giddy, you know, and just so emotional right now. And it amazed me because I honestly don't know who this man is right here. I don't know. Who is this person sitting here crying? No, that ain't him. You know what I mean? Look at a smile. Really, when was the last time I saw one of those? And definitely never no tears. Never. I ain't seen tears in years. This is, like I said, this is the first time I've seen tears, like legitimate tears, in years. And it just amazed me. Like I said, the main story that touched me the most, where it really started hitting home for me, on top of these other people, because again, like I said, these are people, like, there was a guy playing the piano. My dad knew his mother, and he's a grown ass man my age, you know. Like, there are people there that were kids when my dad was still older, you know. It's just, but they all know him. They all. He's touched all these people in some shape, way, or form. He's all helped them get to a better place. He's done so much for these people that I don't even know. he's shedding tears for these people. He's obviously done a lot to get these people to a better place. But again, my aunt, when my aunt spoke, and you know, my aunt, my dad's older sister, she made a point to say that at church too. She was like, I'm the older sister. My dad looks older, but I'm older. All right, so he's always gonna be the little brother. And it's funny to hear my auntie say that, because again, my dad's always been that authority to me. So it's funny to hear somebody who's like above him, like, nigga, be quiet. Like, it's hilarious. Or, you know, like, she first thing she said was, I'm always thinking about slapping him in the head. And it's just funny thinking about somebody slapping my dad in the head. Because, like, again, these are things that never crossed my mind. So, but when my mom got up there and spoke, and she started talking about how when my dad was a kid, the type of kid he was, the type of person he was, you know, she said my dad didn't talk. My dad wasn't a talker. He didn't talk a lot. He kept a lot of things to himself. He, you know, he internalized a lot. And he held on to a lot internally. You know, he was real quiet. Not shy, just quiet. And that really kind of hit home for me, because that's exactly who I am. And then she said, you know, she went on to say, you know, he does things and never expects, you know, he doesn't do things to be put on the pedestal for it. You know, he doesn't do things in order to receive praise for it. If something just has to be done, it has to be done. And if he cares about you, he's going to do what he can to make sure he does what he can to make sure you get where you need to be. You know? And, again, hearing her say that, it's crazy, because that's exactly who I am. How long have I been saying that? How long have I been putting other people before me? How many people have I helped? Have I helped get to a certain place in their life so they could keep going and keep, you know, without expecting anything or having to get anything back? I tell you all the time, I hate being that person, because that person gets taken advantage of. That person has to face a lot of things. That person has to endure a lot. But at the same time, after today, it's not bad being that person, because those who truly believe in you, you know, or believe in what you have done for them, will show their appreciation without you asking, or your appreciation will come from somewhere else. It is one big circle, you know. So and what I said earlier, like I said, when I was trying to fight to not be like my dad, I really can say that, because the majority of my life I didn't want to be nothing like. Because again, when I say, who are these people talking to, y'all forget. I guess living with the man, you know what I mean? Like I said, I grew up in a house that, for the way they were talking, you would think everything is perfect. But you know, we know that everything's not perfect. But at the same time, sacrifices have to be made, and I can give my father the respect for that as well. Because again, I don't recall him teaching me how to ride a bike. I don't recall us going out playing catch. You know, I don't recall us doing a whole lot of things. It's, you know, father and son, the movie type shit and everything that, you know, everybody may see. It's never really been like that. At the same time, I have always got everything I needed. There was always a roof on my head. There was always clothes on my back. And as far as the things I wanted, if he felt I deserved them and could provide them, even sometimes maybe when I didn't. And I can admit, maybe there's a little jealousy, because again, you can't help all these people without throwing, you know, putting money in it or time in it or whatever and everything. But maybe these people really needed him more than me. As much as I wanted my father to be around, And like I said, starting off, like we'll always go disagree on this, but like I said, as a kid coming up, there's a lot of things that I remember that just wasn't cool because I think my dad had a lot of anger issues back in the day or whatever. I don't know. But there's a lot of shit that him and me will never agree on. But there was a time when shit was really rough. But it ain't about then, it's about now. So, again, I feel like sacrifices have been made. But, again, if his time wasn't so spread out, if it's over, why couldn't I have all your attention and all these things? But at the same time, look at how you touch so many people. How can I be mad at that? And I'm still standing. I'm still here. I still got the things that I need. And he always has my back. So, again, I mean, I can't do nothing but respect that, or just on a man tip. But again, it made me realize, again, that's why my life is the way I am. That is the person that I am. I put others before myself. He even gets mad at me for doing the things that I do. Maybe because he had to feel the same pain, you know, he always tells me, don't do shit for other people, and this, that, and he's got on my head a million times about me doing shit for other people. But then I come to see that he's done shit for so many. There's not, so it's even harder for me to understand. It's like, well, Dad, you always know there's not going to be a get back. I'm going to be okay. You know, and it was funny because, you know, after my aunt spoke, then, you know, other people were speaking, and then there were reverends from Mississippi in there that came out with had their words to say and everything, and how my dad made him feel so comfortable. And there's that. And again, I'm just like, who are y'all talking about? This man right here? This one? This is who y'all talking about, him. But again, when it comes to you, I guess when I have kids myself, or when I get to that point, I guess when it comes to your family, with your situation, with your personal shit, you got to handle that shit differently than you handle somebody else's. Because again, the person that these people is all up here talking about, like I said, I have no idea who this man is. This nigga that beat a nigga's ass over the dumbest shit. This is a nigga that, you know, you can never please. This is a nigga that, you know, nothing you do is ever enough for him. This is the person that I know. But being older now, and like I said, with this, I realize when it comes to your own personal shit, again, I don't have kids. Maybe if I had a kid, it would be a different story. When it comes to your own kids, you don't tolerate anything. My dad never tolerated shit from me. I had to do what I had to do in order to get, you know, do what I had to do. But as far as what my dad knew and everything like that, my dad never tolerated shit. He may have accepted a few things, but he never tolerated it. There is a difference. But again, it's for a reason. It's because of him that I am the man that I am. I don't tolerate a lot of shit either. And again, I am my father's son. I can actually say that. I haven't said that in years. And today, after what I've seen today, I am my father's son. Because everything that he was like back in the day and everything that he is now is what I am. I've been bred that way. I was made that way. And I'm actually smiling about it. So, and yeah, like I said, there were, when these people were speaking, they asked my mom if she wanted to speak on my father for a second. And of course, my mom was like, nah, because my mom was thinking the same shit I'm thinking. Like, who the fuck are y'all talking about? She even said it like, we know different people. You know, again, my mom's not a real church person too or whatever and everything like that. But again, when it comes to family, when it comes to shit that is important, we hold it down. My mom doesn't go to the church, but my mom cooks food for church functions. You know what I mean? She puts in where she has because she supports what my father does. And that's another thing. It's like looking back, sitting back and looking at what's going on, and I'm looking at my mother and my father sitting there together, holding hands and being all lovey-dovey and shit. And, you know, my dad's wearing matching colors. And And I'm looking at this like, where does this happen? This is not my family. This is not how we get down. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Because I don't see it like that. My mother and my father sitting here holding hands, smiling, chilling, relaxing, enjoying each other. You know, it made me kind of feel bad because I feel that that's something that may never happen for me. So in a way, I was kind of jealous of the situation too. Like, hey, look at y'all, you know, get a room, like, because again, this is look at this. This is real. I'm in the house. I've been in the house with them during my life. You know what I mean? I've seen what they have went through. I've known what this family has gone through. And look at this. When the time comes and things have to be done, they ride together. They got each other's back. This shit is fucking real. This shit ain't going to be out there for me like that. Because it's a give and take situation, and a lot of people out there right now are just taking and just taking what they or whatever they can get. It's not a mutual thing. So no matter what, if the person's right or if the situation is right, you got to ride it out. And my dad is receiving a lot of, as they were saying today, a lot of blessings today. And I'm very thankful for my father. But again, she didn't want to say anything, and I'm thinking about things that I would say and everything, and I'm just like, well, this is what I would say. I mean, I don't know who y'all talking about. This the man you talking about is not the man that I know, but at the same time, he is the person that made me the person that I am with his own methods, I guess, as far as his kids go or his child go. You know, he raised a man. He's why I'm still alive right now. He's why I don't fall for just any old bullshit. You know, he really thinks I'll be falling for dumb shit, but then the one thing I would want to get across to my dad is that he doesn't realize times has changed. It's different kinds of bullshit. Because it was all on some old school shit, and they don't realize shit has changed nowadays. But what I want him to understand is that I'm like him for the new generation. You know, how you were helping out people, how you was there for people that just woo, 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 this, that, or whatever, and like you were doing, like everybody was talking about. That's what I'm doing for people now in my own way with what I'm good at. Obviously, I'm just like you, whether you like that or whether you don't. Like I said, I really come to terms with that now, and I just really, like I said, I'm in a whole new place in a thought process with myself and my father as far as this goes. Because like I said, I actually held out a lot of aggression towards my father, and I held on to a lot of things. But as of today, that shit is all good. You know what I mean? And Dad, I love you no matter what. And thank you for always having my back, no matter how much of a hard ass or whatever you felt or whatever you felt about me or whatever. I apologize for any wrongdoings or if you ever felt disrespected or if you ever felt, you know, I'm sorry for my shortcomings. If I didn't make you proud, or if you're not proud of me, whatever, I apologize. But I do promise you, I'm out here doing the best that I can with what I have and what I come to know. And I thank you for teaching me right from wrong, left from right, and how to recognize bullshit and how not to stand for it. All right, thank you. That's my Father's Day. Damn right there, sorry. But no, I'm not sorry about it, but again, I got a call. I shut up at 323-6508. You got Dagger, what it do? Hello?
Yo.
Yo. I'm going down.
What's the deal, nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Man.
Nigga, the gang is here, nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga buried my motherfucking cock in her.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Well, hold on 1 second. Just y'all to tune in and go hang out. Y'all hanging out for a second, or y'all just sliding through? All y'all daddies except for Barry. I don't think Barry is there. Y'all chilling out.
Slap Sundays. All right.
Well, here, hold on. Let me do this. I'm going to do this. Let me play some witty gag shit, get situated, because I just had a moment. You know, I had to have a moment. So since we're gonna switch the show over to some nigga shit real quick, then we're going to be right back. Slap Sundays. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Nigga,
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right?
Nah, I don't want to play that one. I'll play this one.
Hood bound bitch. Fade them all, nigga. Fresh.
Fade them all to faculty, with it boys the game. Hillbound representative, fresh with it the name. Ripping through the sector, territory sold up. Get down and lay down, give it up and get rolled up. Black chucks like show enough, I make you niggas kiss them. You pop a nigga first then, you ain't gotta diss them. Since niggas don't listen, I'm itching to catch another one. Catch a nigga slipping and sticking, rip out his horn lung. Pay attention, bitch, you niggas better listen up. You facing annihilation, hesitation to get you stuck. So fuck it, let's get it cracking, attacking my adversaries. You niggas, you got me twisted, man, most of you niggas scary. Action pack rap, says the eagle flow. Lethal on the bitch, pimping on the hoe. Vandalize the mic, tell Rock to show. Fresh the best with it, the ride of Mac 4. I'm twisted, stay 450. The hollow point spit, leave your shit shape shifted. From a distance, I split your shit in half. Don't make a nigga laugh, ain't no fucking with my staff. You wanna clash, but the crash in the wake. Niggas dash when I'm mad and I blast with the K.
What you say, nigga?
Deliver the killer blow. If you niggas got a problem, just holler that nigga foe.
No matter what I do, some things this ain't gonna change. You people talking long distance, never step in my range. Now these niggas wanna gang bang, bitches wanna act strange. I'm smoking weed and making money. I just wanna maintain a very simple mainframe of killing any track I'm on. Cody B, I'm with. Now let's carry on. Now you know me if you did. I'm always in the LA fitted, even with my fingerprints and DNA. I get acquitted. I done fucked a lot of bitches. I'm be with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed two chains. Fucked a whole lot of bitches. I'm be with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed
two chains.
Yeah, I got drunk and what I see, I gotta laugh. I ain't dissing, I just don't be kissing on no nigga ass. I'm twisted, damn, I'm twisted. My dick so heavy, two bitches gotta lift it. But they let it share, suck the dick, won't lift the balls. When I call, they drop draws, me tearing down walls. Pass the Magnum hard hat, bitch,
I'm a rider.
Niggas pass blunts, bitches pass me they vaginas. If you wanna hate, then do your job. I don't give a fuck, my middle finger stuck. Do you see it? Let me raise it up. Gotta let that 80 proof. Puffin' on a sticky dick, a Molly and a fizzle. And I didn't even pay a cent. I'm bitch,
take off, let's go.
Put that powder on her booty, now I'm playing with my nose. Game shifted, so sadistic. I don't need your help, I can get myself twisted.
We twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing. Cause we twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing.
Nigga, don't get it twisted. Residential, potato on a pistol, hood emblem, west south central. Learn my game for the streets and the originals. Hood geeks, push that cushion and molly. Plaguing the inner city with A1 product. Tell little mama bust over and come and join the party. The function we wasted off of kush drinking molly. I'm different, deliberate. The city's corrupted, so catch me with two diligence. Chevy sitting fabulous, cause she know she a bad bitch. And we don't steal no rap, we go out there and get it. Bitch, huh? Got me twisted. I can show you a good time, but there will be no tricking. That's a bad bitch, she can get it. West with it, huh? My dick game vicious. Haters get hung on hood brown premises. Knowing the game winning, we hunt for you deliberate. Turn that shit down, cause you will get the business. Fade them all, with no exemption.
Let me get one more.
Yeah, you just had to get that in real quick. So what the fuck y'all niggas doing?
Yo.
Hello? So what y'all got popping?
I said here reviewing archives and footages, you know, said the past rendezvous with Luck. You know, said drinking some Jack Daniels and celebrating this Padres Day, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. The Padres Day. First of all, Barry, you got kids? I didn't think you had kids.
That's you know, we ain't gonna talk about that. You know,
Look at you.
I want none of my groupies and none to get crazy and shit. You say, you know, on air they might.
Yeah, well, we're here. Where's Fresh real quick at? Let me holler at that nigga real quick. Hold on, let me get that nigga the phone.
Kids right here next to me.
Yo. Oh, okay. You can hear me?
What? He wants to talk to Fresh.
Yo.
Yeah, just officially, nigga, like I said, fresh with it, happy motherfucking Father's Day, nigga. Like I said, all that good stuff,
you
gotta feel them, like, and say that and everything, you know.
What I'm saying, I got motherfucking three bitches pregnant right now, you know what I'm saying? I got 10 pregnant, you know what I'm saying? And bitch, if you need a baby, holla at me, because my shit is potent, And you know what I'm saying? Yo, you gotta pay me though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pay me. 10 racks
nasty
for a fresh,
right here.
10 racks for a fresh baby. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, never. Never.
Have,
but shout out to IB with it. The baby, his new baby got home. You know, another day. And Westwood, am I the only member to win a game without kids?
You gotta have your legacy live on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's funny, and I'm for the bitches though. But I'm the one that's for the bitches. How come I got no kids? Nah.
Let me stop. Because,
you know how many?
I know why you don't got no kids, because you said, you know what I'm saying, what you say in their mouth. Or
what was the line? Ha ha. Don't be quoting me, nigga. Don't be quoting my line, nigga. Like, nah, but. No, that's just crazy. So where did you get to that? But you know what's crazy though? Why, like, I said it earlier, but why, like, these random bitches, like certain random bitches, I guess they think they know me, but they don't. Hit me up talking about Happy Father's Day. I'm like, who the hell are you talking to? Like y'all got me fucked up.
Yeah, you know. I'm faded right now. I don't even know what you talk about, man. I start looking at
you. I believe it. I believe it. So you just called in to not pay attention? That's what you're saying?
Nah, that wasn't the intention, but, you know.
Man, where West at, man? Get a phone to West with it, man.
Here. What's up with it?
West with it, man. Happy Father's Day, man. Officially again, you know, live on air and everything. I make sure I say that. You know what I mean? I thought you were supposed to be at dinner, man. Are you supposed to be eating and shit? What happened?
Yeah, man, it went down already, nigga, already. Hey, man, nigga, hey, good, man.
Nigga, stomach full of shit, so that's what you got for Father's Day. You got dinner and shit. Dinner and shit, what she cook.
Man, like some steak, some greens, some, what else we have?
I sipped that, I want to smoke a cigarette first.
Hey, what the fuck do we have?
Some fucking steak.
Some rice.
Some fucking greens and shit, salad.
Dad,
it was going down.
Nice
dessert. And excellent dessert. And some beer.
Yeah. Yeah. So what y'all about to do? Smoke off the rest of y'all night?
See, the wine. Like, I'm like, here, look. It's a wine here.
Look,
there you go.
Hey. Focus, nigga. Look. All right, fathers. Thanks for calling in, at least. Are y'all going to focus or y'all going to go back to what y'all was doing? Because I got a show to run. I can't let y'all fuck up my show.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, it's my show. I can say what I want on my show. Like I said, this ain't Tuesday. This is not Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yo, shit, nigga.
This is not Tuesday.
Let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Witty Game performing at the Dragonfly, you know what I'm saying? On June 28th, you know what I'm saying? Holla. You know what I'm saying? Hood Geeks, Instagram, HXXDGEEKZ Instagram. Hit it up, you know what I'm saying? June 28th, you know what I'm saying? Witty Game. You know what I'm saying? Get your tickets from one of them, motherfuckers. That part.
Just make sure and y'all can listen to these niggas live in full effect every Tuesday on Turn Up Tuesdays with their hoodie, Fresh and Westwood. All right, so.
Hey,
make sure y'all know what's up.
Back in about 20 minutes. We review some footage.
All right, hit me back then, y'all. Hit me back.
The Dagger,
I'm gonna mute y'all. It's right out the 702-7088. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello, Vegas. See, I don't know why they be running, but all right. We'll get a Dagger's double play real quick. Then I'm going to come back and find some other shit to talk about. And, we'll just do it like that. Brand new. Well, it's not brand new, but this is, you're only going to hear this. Again, you only hear this on Bang Out Radio. Because I'm not releasing it anywhere else. So, Dagger, Turn Up, Hood Bound, brand new single. Let's go. Uh-oh.
Dagger bitches, aka 4DB Witty.
We smoke weed,
we do that.
We got drink,
you got that too.
We got pills,
I do.
Got money in the bank. finally, I got my chance to take a step in advance. You falling in the dagger's trance, this'll be your last dance. Only fucking bitches with a tramp stamp and high heels with daggers tatted on the inner thigh. People think I do too much, yeah you're right, I do the most. We drink pills and I represent the West Coast. Turned up constantly, I'm on like an apostrophe. Moving block to block, buying prop like Monopoly. My PhD theology, and people always hating on me, cause my shit be slapping. Turned up, y'all are really boring, and I can't even stop it. See a pill, gotta pop it, alias, 40B. Better ask about it, really cocky, only cause I know no one will ever stop me. Smoking so much weed, any room I'm in, you know it's far. Bitches love my doggy style, I'm a dog, I give it to them, treat they pussy like a down south beach.
Chop
the
school.
Smoke weed, roll up, roll we up. Got time. Pull up, roll we up. Got pills, pop up, pop. Y'all got money in the bank, turn up. We smoke weed, roll up.
This is what I do daily, Sunday to Sunday. Fucking on the bitches you be watching on the runway. Smoking on that top shelf, that shit'll make your head spin. You turned up, don't give a fuck. The money keep on stacking, the bitches keep it twerking. The hoes on the track, feet hurt. Pussy stay serving, but daggers never buying. You want my money, bitch? Hold your breath and die trying. 50 steady lying when they drink and pop pills. What the fuck? I got a man at home, bitch. Keep it real. The truth is all I spit, bitch. Get off my dick. Where all the single ladies at that want me and another bitch? Don't be acting scared now. Here, have another drink. Can't get a bitch, shit. All my money in the bank, so I'ma do what I do. Roll a blunt, smoke up, get a drink, pull up, pop a pill, turn up. Comes to turning up, I'm never known for turning down. 4DB with it. What I see, I gotta clown these niggas and they skinny jeans. Paying for these bitches and they try to fuck by any means. Me, I get to fuck for free. Turn them up, bend them over. Blame it on the alcohol. Tell them that you wasn't sober. Take it down when it's over. Play a role and step aside. Start shit with my main bitch. Can't let it ride. 187 homicide. Damn, I need to smoke again. Call my nerves because I'm working harder than the Mexican. Now, man, I gotta win. I will not take another loss. So drunk, I piss on bitch niggas when I'm pissed off. Smear a bitch's lip gloss. She's stumbling and fumbling. Got a lock on. A pussy, but this pill got it crumbling. Get up in it, she mumbling. Had to let her know what dagger about. Knocked the pussy out. Now these bitches call me Pacquiao.
We smoke weed, roll up, we got drank. Pull up, we got pills. Pop up, pop up, got money in the bank. Turn up, we smoke weed, roll up, roll up, we got drank. Pull up, we got pills.
Okay, I'm gonna cheat a little bit real quick because I'm gonna play one song y'all heard before. You probably heard the other one, but I'm gonna play them back to back. All right, we got the original, and then we got the Witted mix. All right, Not Paranoid. Let's go. It goes pretty quick though, so let's get them in real quick.
Here we go. Anti-hater music. Yes. Keep telling y'all about this shit, man. 4DB Witty. AKA the motherfucking dagger. Y'all know what's up. Paranoid never, way too witty and clever. Bitches think they love me cause nobody's fucking them better. Then they realize there's more than one. Here come all the extras. Cuss words, tears, text calls, all the lectures. Make them bitches take a seat, get up in a room. Make the pussy spring a leak, looking to you dead sweet. Started off with talking shit, then you went to sucking dick. If I'm the one that's ignorant, I'm fucking with her. Wouldn't make sense with two pennies and a quarterback. I'd have had them all, from the models to the gutter rats. Best believe they booty fat, but they trust I did avoid.
I'm annoyed.
Never see my dollar sign. You paranoid, West, no fresh, no how I make the lobby look. All the bitches in this motherfucker out my phone book. See me, do I look shook? 4DB don't give a hoot. What these bitches gonna do? Grab a gun, start to shoot. Oh, I thought she did, but I'm high just to be. Calm my nerves a little bit, smoke a blunt, have a drink. Never know what bitches think. I got a little jitters when I'm in the lobby. All the bitches wanna own a nigga. And just to beat again, made my heart jump. Cause I'm drunk, talking to the bitches with a plump rump. So be confident, that's it, fuck the other bitch. And if you really with it, then let's go and fuck the other.
All my bitches turn up, but
they can't stand each other.
They always fight on the line.
But someone might get fucked up. But I'm still not paranoid.
Not paranoid. If I was you, I'd be paranoid, nigga. Why?
Cause I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping. Oh shit, she caught me looking. It wasn't me, and no, I wasn't kissing on the bitch. She was kissing me.
Who's my number? Never call.
40B bouncing off them slippers like a pinball. I want them all when I be on. That's my Dr. Zeus tip. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch, black, white, yellow bitch, brown, red, any bitch except the fat bitch. She will never get the dagger dick. I fuck you here and over there. Bed, car, floor, chair, plane, train, bus. Cause I'm with it and I don't care. You can keep the evil stairs. You want a trip? It's whatever, but it never happens.
Why?
All my bitches, all my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other.
I don't know why.
Who bound? Who bound?
Fresh with West with
I got a thick ass bitch, her name Mimi. She suck me every time she see me. I fuck last night in the backseat. Now she calling me, telling me she love me.
I got this east side bitch named Ashley. Sexy as fuck and she nasty. Ran into her homegirl Gabby. Hit a late night, that pussy cabby.
I got a Spanish bitch with big tits. She don't know my name, she call me mister. I always fuck, I never kissed her.
Nope.
Now I'm tryna fuck her big booty sister.
Real nigga shit, check the status. Ronnie Max alive, I'm a savage. Your main bitch wanted, she can have it. With it gang, bitch, what's happening?
I got this dark skin bitch, she from Compton. She got a light skin friend who get it popping. One bad bitch is not an option. I'm taking two down with no problem.
These bitches ain't loyal, they joyful. Like Jennifer LaToya, one of these foyo. Know I'm from the source, so I'm royal. Bust that pussy over, I'm slick like Oreo.
All our bitches in the
it's
club.
It's not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck. See these bitches go.
Who think gonna win?
Someone might get fucked up.
What nigga's gonna be hurt?
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Come on.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. I wanted y'all to play it cool, but fuck it then, let's see us home. Look at all the masses and the pity tone. See him fumble, one in trouble. That's what she told me, bitches all piled up. Should've had an orgy. Bitches get belligerent when they get the liquor. And I'm in the club with other bitches fucking on the same nigga. Now you wanna up and hit and tell the bitch to take a fade. I'ma hold the camera while I'm taking bets and getting paid.
Only rule, isn't it?
Free for all is underway.
Turn the club into the cooler tank.
Fists are swinging all around, stomp a face into the ground. Last bitch standing, I'll be signing another. All our bitches in the club.
It's not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck. See these bitches go.
Someone might get fucked up.
What nigga's gonna be hurt?
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Come on, bitch.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open.
No, that's ignorant. Oh, look, everyone, I told you I was alive.
Hey, what the hell are you doing inside my
brother? Wee, I'm a child. I knew I was a child, see? Come on, let's play. Let's go climb a tree.
Oh, come back here. Hey, hey!
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Mr. Jackson, you can't do this. This is not your body.
No, I'm a little white child. Let's play.
You asshole, you're keeping a lot of other celebrities in purgatory, including the late and very talented Billy Mays.
No, that's ignorant. People are just ignorant and they lie and spread rumors about me, like that I'm dead. But if I was dead, how could I do this?
Woo!
Gotta be done, Demona.
What the hell are we going to do?
You know,
My bad, y'all. Hold on, I gotta take a quick detour. I'll be right back. I gotta play one more song. Be right back.
No.
The following is brought to you by Bass Music.
I know she want me. I know you want these. I know she want these, 'cause she all over me. I'm just doing my thing. Big money, that's me. Yeah, young pimpin' with the glow, that's me. Iced out poppin' with the stones, that's me. Big money, big cars, I need it. I'm a star, baby girl, that's me. Fly with it out of space on a swagger trip. I never love them, I just sit them on my dagger stick. Jacuzzi runners running, I keep a money out in. Hot out the stove, burning rubber, got the road bustin'. Big pimpin', you hate it, but the girls love them. I'm living like Diddy on the boat crushing. Hit the city, lights, camera, flash, homecoming. Game recognized, game tricks, no front.
Money, good life, I know she want me. And the jewels so bright, I know you want these. And the drop just right, I know she want these. 'Cause she all over me, I'm just doing my thing. Big money, big money, that's me. Yeah, young pimpin' with the glow, that's me. Iced out poppin' with the stones, that's me. Big money, big cars, I need it. I'm a star, baby girl, that's me. And y'all better lay low. Ice glisten off my neck, look like a halo. And the homie got gold, green like pedal to the flow. Mashing, chick stop asking. Fresh like I jumped out a casket. I'm so real, I'm long pimping. Your girl might feel ice spill. And she bottle, good motto. I kick back, I bet her friends follow. Catch me in the cloud, blow it up. Living like a king, yeah, hustler, kick my feet up. Give it to me.
Alright, my bad, no disrespect, but yeah, I'm back. So let me do it like this real quick, because I want to make sure I get what I got to say.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24-7, man. I don't give up the show on or not.
Don't
go ahead, my sister.
Always dope.
Welcome to the Bang Out, welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where it needs.
Alright, that's a little bit better. I'm back. Remember, you still want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. First one to holler at me. But, man, what else? What else? Work. There's a lot of dumb shit going on lately, and my job doesn't know what it wants to do right now, because here's what's going on, at least in my job. Now, my job that I work specifically for is contracted out to certain terminals at LAX, and I work in one of these terminals. Now, to my understanding, that the contract that is held between my company and the terminal is up for, I guess, some kind of renegotiation or something like that or whatever, and they're trying to cut out a lot of shit for my company. All right, so what's basically been going on lately is, you know, they've been holding, what are they, rallies, you know, picketing, you know, fair jobs, fair wage, this, that, whatever. These are the things I'm seeing when I go into work and shit like that, right? But the next thing that seems to be coming up is what's been going on at least the last 2 weeks is they've been voting on if they're going to strike or not. Because, again, this is a union job. So I guess if the union, you know, decides they want to strike, these people are going to strike. Now, this is going to be crazy for me. Because, again, I don't care. I've always been the type where it's like, if you don't like your job or if you don't like what you're getting at your job, then quit it and go find somewhere else to work. That's just how I feel. Maybe that's just me, because most of my jobs, like I said, some of these people have had these jobs for 10, 20 years. As long as I had one job was maybe 1 year, maybe two, depending on where I was at and what I was doing. You know, so it maybe that's the difference, but I don't really care. So it's going to be crazy. Say they decide to go on strike, right? So that means, okay, one of two things. Either I'm going to be out of a job and I just got to find something else to do and just don't work or, you know, do something else, blah, blah, this, that, or whatever. Or I'd be the motherfucker that still goes to work while everybody else is striking. Then, you know, I don't know if there's going to be picket lines or what do they call it, scabs. You know, there's going to be all kind of – it's been a while since I've been in a situation where people went on strike and, you know, people still went to work. Because, again, there are all those people that will still work while you're striking. I'm one of those people, I believe, because, again, that just means extra hours. Last time I was in this situation, I think, like, one of the grocery companies went on strike, like Albertsons or Ralph's or something like that. And I went in there, you know, overnight hours and shit and got, like, you know, overnight time, but, like, you get, like, 16 hours because they got all this extra money just to throw you, just for coming to work because they don't nobody else want the money. Or at the same time, these motherfuckers, you know, we'll just hire all new people that are willing to work for that. Because trust, if you don't want to do it, there's always somebody willing to do what you're doing. And we ain't even doing that much. I mean, I hate to admit it about myself, but at least as far as my job goes, like I said, it's kind of funny, but like a trained monkey can do what I do. At least as far as if we just keep it real basic, not as far as customer service, talking to people. I mean, as far as throwing bags, as far as getting bags from here to here, you can train a monkey to do that. So it's not rocket science what I do, which is part of my problem with it because, again, I like having a job where I feel like I'm doing something. But, again, this is just it's not that critical. So it's like, what the fuck are y'all complaining about? Or, again, if you got all this to complain about, then there are places you can go and other places you can go where they will not, you know, worry about it, worry about you, worry about anything. So it's just interesting. So, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as that goes when that comes across. But, again, still speaking about work, it's just funny because, again, with the people that and then, again, my problem is helping people. Like I said, I like helping people. And when I'm at work, I'm supposed to help people. But, again, my company that I work with is inside a terminal, and technically we don't work for the same company that's in that terminal, right? So they have their employees, we have our employees, we just share the same space. All right, so, but again, there are people that come in and need assistance with anything. Now, see, me, I just pay attention. That's another curse that I pay attention. I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm aware of things that are going on. So, like I said, I've been there a couple of months now. And I could do both jobs, at least search it. You know, I could do both. I could do my jobs, and I can do these damn airport people are doing. Because I'm right there with them. If I look at you do something long enough, then I'm going to be able to do it. And if I'm talking to people, like I said, I talk to them and everything, and I ask questions, and, you know, I get information. So I could do this, too. I could work for you, too. I tell people all the time, they just need to give me a double shirt, one half this company, one half that company, and just let me work. But it pisses me off because, again, I'm supposed to do this. Now, there are people, but the people that come through that, you know, terminal are constantly asking, you know, everybody questions. When you're traveling, again, I've said this many times, when you're traveling and you see somebody that works at the airport, you assume that they know everything about the airport. So these people ask me all kinds of stuff, ask me about their flights, ask me about this, that, where to go. But I know how to look at flights. I know how to do this. I know how to do that because I done picked it up because I got tired of people asking me how to do stuff and me not being able to help them. I want to be able to help people. All right, but then they have these things where, you know, you're supposed to be able to self-check and do it yourself. You can use your passport, you can use your credit card, you just got to punch in a certain number and everything like that. But some people don't even know how to use the damn machine. So sometimes I go help, you know, people use the machine, and when they ask me to help them use the machine, these foreign people come running up to me like, no, you know, all kind of stuff. Japanese, like, I hear all kind of shit. And I'm trying to move these people along because, again, you know, I don't like being bothered. So if you're bothering me and I can help you and get you on your way and you're happy and you're not bothering me anymore, then let's move along this process as quickly as possible. So that's what I'll be trying to do. So, but again, but I'm up here trying to help people, and then I almost get in trouble. I think I got in trouble once. So it was a verbal warning I got for it. And then the second time I did it, somebody was trying to snitch on me, but somebody looked out for me instead of snitching and didn't make it to anywhere where it would have made sense or would have hurt me. So she looked out for me, so I'm thankful for that. But apparently I'm not supposed to help people on these machines because I don't work for the company that, you know, that the machines are ran by the people in the terminal that I work at. Since I don't work in the terminal for them, I shouldn't be helping people on many machines, even though I know how to do it, and it's very simple. So I got in trouble twice for helping people. And it pisses me off because my question is, why the fuck aren't you helping these people? Where are your employees that are supposed to be helping these people on these machines then? If they were doing their job, I wouldn't be over here risking mine trying to help people. And it's a damn shame that my job's at risk because I want to help somebody. My job is they tell me don't help them on the machines, no matter how lost people look, no matter how many times they come to me and ask me, can you please help me? And, you know, then no matter what, I'm supposed to be like, nope, nah, sorry, can't do it. I'm not supposed to leave right here. Or, no, they don't want me touching their machines. Well, can you point me in the – well, one of them is supposed to help you. And these people over here having conversations, they don't – you know what I mean? When you see that the people that are supposed to help them don't even care. And, you know, and again, I've always found myself in situations, like I said, helping, like I said about earlier, like I said, I'm my father's child. Like I said, I help people, and it's a good thing. So I don't mind helping people. And why would I want to be asked? These people are trying to get, like, home. These people are trying to go on vacation. These people are doing shit that I can't even do right now. I don't want to sit up here and be the person that, you know, hesitates that anymore. I've seen, like I said, down in one of the sections that I have to work at, sometimes special services, these are the people that have missed their flights. These are the people that don't have enough money for their baggage. These are the people that are, you know, may have missed a conversion flight or something like that or whatever, or a transfer flight, trying to get to all kind of places, home, you know, mother's sick somewhere, you know, and just all kind of shit. All kind of stuff that could have probably been avoided maybe. Not all situations can be avoided because, again, there's some assholes out there that just think that, you know, the world stops for them along with planes and flights and everything like that and feel they can get to the airport 15, 20 minutes before a flight and feel they can just check in and just run through security and get on their plane. But, again, there are genuine people out there that, you know, are just trying to get where they need to go. How many times have you been in a situation? You know what I mean? You're trying to get somewhere. And you can't for whatever reason. Maybe this is something you planned. Maybe this is something you were looking forward to, and then something happens. Especially at the airport. One of the places that always something can happen. That's why they tell you to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time, just because. Because you never know what may happen. So, but the fact that the terminal, the people in the terminal are willing to snitch on somebody who's helping technically their customers, since their own employees don't want to help. Come on, this is the shit I'm dealing with, and it's simple shit, very simple. What the fuck is that? Like I said, this is shit that I have to deal with. So I got two choices. either I help them and risk my money that I get, my little bit of money that I get, because I'm only getting as hours that I should be. I'm not full-time, blase, woo, whatever, although I go in there and do everything fucking that people, they ask of me without any hesitation. You know what I mean? Or I do the asshole shit and just turn people, and I can't match, I'm not naturally like that, but that's the choices that they want me to make at this job. On top of worrying about if the people are going to strike or not, and again, if they do, that's even more motherfuckers I got to deal with. Because half the motherfuckers probably voted to strike. I didn't even vote. I don't care. Go make my money, and I'm out. So, it's just crazy. A lot of shit going on. A lot of shit I got to deal with. A lot of shit you got to focus on. A lot of... Oh, man. But, again, it is what it is. But, again, it's been a good day. I'm going to go chill out with my dad. Again, like I said, I had a new epiphany today. So I'm going to cut things a little bit here, right here, all right? But I'm going to let some music ride out for the rest of the night. I'm trying to do it from my phone, see if it'll roll out. If it just cuts, and y'all know what's up. But as for the night, I just got to get back focused. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take the rest of the night to do that. But y'all make sure y'all tune in the rest of the week. All right, the Triple M Show, More Music Mondays, All Music No Talk. Turns up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. All right, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nine, Stagger, Queen of B. Hook You Fridays every Friday, all talking on music, and then we're right back here next week. Slash Sundays, I should have two interviews lined up next week, so if everything goes the way it's supposed to. And we're going to get back into things, all right? So, again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Enjoy the music for the rest of the night, and if it just cuts off, and y'all know what happened, but I'm the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. I'm out.
I'm jaded, the devil got my eyes closed. I'd do anything to get the dough. Fast cars and alcohol, Prada and Polo until I get a halo. I'm so jaded, I sign a deal and I feel like I haven't made it. I'm living life like I'm bulletproof. It brings a tear to my eye when I see the coup. I see clear through the gray goose. It turned purple when I add grape juice. Yeah, pour up a glass, drink it all up. Getting money forever, that's what they call us. Yeah, always smoking on the best cake. I don't get high no more, baby, I levitate. Yeah, the fast life is what I'm living in. Skin green from the money that I'm swimming in. Yeah, at first they wouldn't let us in, but somehow we became their medicine. I'm jaded, yeah. Your creeper. Yeah, got the shit. Ball it up. Let's get high, man.
I'm high. The guy got my eyes tight. Done whatever hustle just to get my money right. True religion, Gucci, Louis V, you probably hear me playing Prince, leaning with your bitch beside me. I'm blow. A satellite system just blew right by me. I'm blow. Up in the air like a pair of white Nikes. I'm blow. Like looking down, holding the head of your dime piece. I'm blow. Like a swish of sweet stuff with the purple leaves.
Yeah, I'm driving with my eyes closed. Maybe it's because I'm smoking on them pine cones. Or maybe it's the hydro. I don't know, but it sure got my mind. I'm blown. I can't help it. I see Elvis. I'm so blown. I can't stop it. I see two pockets. I'm so blown. I'm so blown. Music, grass big.
baby, come and give me some. Mmm. Baby, come and give me some. Mmm. Baby, come and give me some. Mmm. Baby, come and give me some. I'm in the club, man, it's time to have fun. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know that's up. I gotta pray. And she over 21. This is drunk, what I want. Baby, come and give me some.
Her eyes green, and her legs is long, ass out the seams, I can see the thong. Could I be so wrong? Shorty is a diva, smell like a pound of reefer, and now I wanna meet her. So I approach and greet her, a gentleman's demeanor. She reminds me of my ex, so tell me have you seen her. Promise I'll never leave her, a nigga want that beaver. You never been with a prince, hey come on let me teach ya.
I'm in the club, man it's time to have fun. Yeah, you know that's good. I gotta pray, and she over 21. Let me drunk what I want, baby, come and give me some.
La, 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 la.
Baby, come
la,
and give me some.
La, 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 la.
Baby, come
la,
and give me some.
Her hair is long, and her skin is smooth. Yeah, you looking good, so what you finna do? Yeah, we need to slap and have an interlude. I got the gift of gab, can I get you in the mood? She move her body right, that's why I wanna stoke her. She got a fresh pair of J's, why I wanna poke her. Skin shade is mocha, living la vida loca. Steady chasing chocha in the Rover, bend her over.
I'm in the club, man, it's time to have fun. Bop, yeah, you know that's good. I gotta pray, and she over 21. This is drunk, what I want, baby, come and give me some.
Everybody wanna, heard that snapper writing, steamer like a sauna, okay. Bottle steady popping, we got stupid cake, we tryna have some fun, so can you relate? Crazy noggin, jaws popping, bitch I'm mutilated, back at the crib, see my new estate, we gon' get it in, I gotta have it all, by the morning you need water and some Tylenol.
I'm in the club, man it's time to have fun, yeah you know that's love, I gotta pray. And she over 21. This is drunk, what I want, baby, come and give me some.
La, 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 la,
baby, come and give me some.
Yeah,
la,
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 la, la. You want that?
Baby, come and give me some.
Start me. Uh-huh.
Baby, come and give me
Jay Burner.
Yeah.
Ill and high as fuck flies, fuck, I got the bird flu. I'm in dire need of white blood cells and some Theraflu. Or a tab of airborne, flow going airborne. Because the kush is louder than a fucking air horn. Nigga, I be spitting bacteria. Grab a tray and get in line, this is the cafeteria. I'm serving every starving artist slacking criteria. Leave them in the cold to rot like Jews in Siberia. Concentration slagger Auschwitz. Concentration camp for niggas that had swag and lost it. Like Allen Iverson or Shine from Bad Boy. If Lamar battled him, damn, Lamar damn would destroy. Yep. I also yep dismantle and take charge cause I'm bold and I'm ill, no cure. Call me the common cold. Mosin Rath is my title, my rhyme book is my Bible. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but my skills have no rivals, nigga.
Bye. give me that chain.
Hold up, give me time, let me break these chains down. Girl, hold up, you gon' let me break my chains down.
Give me that chain, give me that chain. Give me that chain, give me that chain.
Hold up, give me time, let me break these chains down. Girl, hold up, you gon' let me break my chains down. So I had to write a verse off. Lil' mama hit that jugger right before she took her shirt off. Been looking for a minute, so I know she down to flirt off. So I get that girl to finish right after we blew the perp off. I'm stocking like a Nerf ball, that little pussy I hurt y'all. Might get no return call, I'm bossing like a big dog. First time in Orlando, hit it off in Santa Fe. Them bitches knew we had that cake from all them cameras in our face.
Damn.
Sleep when you can, ain't no telling where we might go. All night. Flightin' staying higher than the light pole.
Right.
My nigga Cash told me like, y'all slow it down. Know you murkin' it, nigga, bustin' out the flood of sound.
Yeah.
I hit him with the tempo and told him, bro, I get it. Splattin' with that heat and I'ma rock it like a chopper. And ever since then, it's in history in the making. Say she wanna see my cake, well, bitch, I wanna see you naked.
Strip.
Stepping out
the dough to do some shit. No, this is what I can't understand. This is illegal, so, so illegal. Oh, well, I say.
Bum diddy bum diddy diddy bum bum diddy bum diddy bum. Let me smoke my phone. Bum diddy bum diddy diddy bum bum diddy bum diddy bum. Let me smoke my phone. Bum diddy bum diddy diddy bum bum diddy bum diddy bum. Let me smoke my phone.
Leave me alone, leave me alone. See, my life too crazy. One smoke with me and I guarantee you feel amazing. Take it how you want it, cool with me, I'm still gon' blaze it. Life is way too short, it's time to sit back, relax, and roll up one. Take a trip to the mountainside, see the view in the Indian eyes. What? You talk to me? You call the police? I better not see my.
My nigga. They niggas getting folded if you walk up back and roll. His homies tryna lock my niggas pulling out the tools. Tell him like bitch what's cracking, like bitch what's bracking. Yo bitch on my balls, I go squatting with the matter. Bad bitch she sexy, ass like a savage. Tell her drop down, get Becky. Christina Aguilera, smoking on that Keisha, you can smell it in my clothes. Claim you on some new shit, all your new bitches is dope. Yo girl, I'm right wrecked, no Nike, I checked her. I'm going go gadget when it's walking in my system. Bad bitch, what's the dizzy? What's up with your monkey? Oscar Mayer Coochie, she feel it in her tummy. Snap back like, oh, dizzy in a room. Nigga so swaggy, you can check out my shoes, cause I'm shitting on them.
All I do is turned up like, all I do is turned up like, all I do is turned up like, turned up like, turned up like.
You know what I mean, bitch, I'm about it, word to Master P, and if I want the nookie, I'ma wake her out of sleep, all I want was Becky, tell that bitch don't even speak, you ratchet, I fuck her now ask her, I hit it just once and then I dump her to my trash can, I don't give a fuck, I'm smoking bomb straight out of Baghdad, you gon' hit my blunt for the deuces and then you pass that, BS and rep a little dizzy, I be spittin', smellin' like a fart, but that's just my swag shit, got plenty shots, don't call me Scotty Pimpin', swag take a hit and then coming out the kitchen, wait, swag harder than the rocks up on the dirt, fuckin' with my squad members, yeah, you're getting hurt, 9mm bullets all up in his shirt, shot him in his head, then his brain went berserk, like damn.
Thank you. chopping tree like a motherfucking lumberjack. I got loud by the motherfucking thunder pack. I got a bitch hit the hole like a running back. I smoke green, so green like a 100 stacks. Big bad blunts, B3 blowing nose. I hit your girl from the back, then it's adios. 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 I hit a girl from the back, then it's adios. Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah, B3.
Back chillin', rollin' up a blunt. Don't prolong the situation, cause I gotta smoke that Buddha skunk. Getting fucked up, that's a daily thing. The only bitch I love is money, I see you hatin' lame. Cause I'm like, fuck you, fuck your clique. I always hear you talking, never walk that shit. You a weak ass bitch, B3 strong. Way too dope, they calling us harem.
Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.